Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you here on the Best Hour radio broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com. Today, we're going to be discussing Lesson 343 in A Course in Miracles workbook. And I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A, my co-minister in our True Thought ministry. You can find us at truththought.org, truththought.org. Let's take a good deep breath before we begin. I am not asked to make a sacrifice to find the mercy and the peace of God. The end of suffering cannot be loss. The gift of everything can but be gain. You only give. You never take away. And you created me to be like you. So sacrifice becomes impossible for me as well as you. I too must give. And so all things are given unto me forever and forever. As I was created, I remain. Your son can make no sacrifice, for he must be complete, having the function of completing you. I am complete because I am your son. I cannot lose, for I can only give, and everything is mine eternally.
The mercy and the peace of God are free. Salvation has no cost. It is a gift that must be freely given and received, and it is this that we would learn today. I am not asked to make a sacrifice to find the mercy and the peace of God.
And so it is. Let's join again together for a moment of silence. As part of the teaching that came forth from Jesus through Helen Schachman, it was basically three books. It was a textbook and then the workbook lessons, which we are just completing now this month for 365 lessons. And then there was a manual for teachers. But there were also some other booklets that were shared subsequent to those three primary books. And one of them was a booklet on prayer. And ultimately, what we discover as we evolve consciously and begin to really join in union and relationship with our higher self and begin to really truly ignore the rantings and insanity of the ego mind, the mind of fear and guilt, we move into the, I'm going to say, advanced, though it's really always available to us in every moment, but the more developed stages of consciousness, and we begin to see that prayer itself is nothing more than a song of gratitude. And then these last few lessons this year, as we read these lessons, we really begin to see that these are all prayers of gratitude. It's stating our condition as our relationship with God is. And as you can see from this lesson, it's really a statement of gratitude. The gift of everything can only be gain. The end of suffering cannot be loss, which is implying that there really is no suffering. Suffering is an illusion because we already have everything. Everything is already given. And God only gives, love only gives, and our Creator, what we are, would never take away anything from ourselves. Ourself as God, in perfect safety, is wholeness, fullness, completeness, unlimited love, infinite mind, and joy. So the mercy and the peace of God is simply the return to self-realization. And that is an amazing and profound reason to be grateful because all is already given. We are only deluding ourselves. We don't need to pray for anything. And we don't need to ask for anything or believe we have to work at anything. All is already given. This is just a playground, a temporary experiment of folly, a tiny mad idea, as the Course puts it, where we come to pretend, what would it be like to be this infinite, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, a being, entity, as God, an extension of that. And in that, we said, okay, I'm going to kind of set aside all of the attributes of what I really am and play a game of separation. That, and in that game, I would be the only entity with any power, because all of the power of God is shared power, because we are all one in it. So this crazy illusion that we've created for ourselves is just a childish game. Our power has never truly been diminished. Our connection and union with love has never been severed. There is absolutely no such thing as extinction or anything that could not be eternal. So all of these are just imaginings that we've mutually agreed upon. Yes, we've mutually agreed upon our involvement and commitment to playing this game. But as we, I believe, mature, and as we finally, ultimately get tired of playing a senseless, useless game, the return to sanity awaits our choice. And as we get to this point in the workbook lessons, we are committed to that return to sanity. We are committed to returning to being joined in union and relationship with love. And it's time to party. It's time to sing the song of gratitude. I am not asked to make a sacrifice to find the mercy and peace of God. The gift of everything can be but gain. And God, you only give and you never take away. And you created me to be like you. So sacrifice is impossible. And I am complete.
And so say to the self, I am complete. I am complete. I am whole. All is already given. Will you receive? Am I willing to receive? Am I willing to let this be? The prayer of gratitude is the prayer of seeing that all is already given and that wholeness exists and abide. The way that I teach prayer is that it is truly a pathway of a miracle, of a shift in consciousness from separation to wholeness, from any sense of lack to wholeness. And so it's as if cleaning the window or the eyeglasses that you may see clearly that which already is. And so this is why there's no sacrifice necessary. And we are so mired in the concept of sacrifice and giving to gain and giving to get and transaction that it's really hard for us in this experience to really grasp and understand, I think, this lesson that there's no sacrifice that's being asked to be made. And why would we not be mired in that? All of our Judeo-Christian stories are about sacrifice. Sacrifice of God's only son. Sacrifice, not just a sacrifice, here, take this, but a sacrifice of blood. A sacrifice of life. And so no wonder we're so mired in that system, if you will, that would require that. How often does somebody give you a gift that you just purely receive it without your wheels maybe spinning about what can I give in return? Or, gee, you know, oh, I never wrote a thank you note. Or whatever the customs of our culture might be, you know, and if we are made in the image and likeness of God with the gifts and attributes of God, and we are, then we are made and created to be givers, and that giving and receiving are one. And that's where the grace comes in, and the mercy and the peace. So practicing a divine receptivity, a divine allowance of allowing all things, and the willingness to see beyond the appearances to the wholeness that already is. That's why we, you know, when I teach prayer, the method of prayer that I was kind of, the religious science of mind method of prayer, which is either a 5 or 7 step treatment, the gratitude comes towards the end of the prayer. And I'm like, no. We begin with gratitude. Mm-hmm. We infuse the prayer with gratitude. You know, it's a continuous, as you have said, song of gratitude throughout. And gratitude is causative. It builds upon itself. It's, you know, saying thank you in advance for something that you think that you lack, because it's showing the faith that you trust that actually it already is. And it activates a receptivity that you are willing to receive. It's a demonstration of faith, a faith that is perhaps just coming out of the spectrum of hope, and early immature faith, like, could it be, can it be, I'm going to have faith in it, until it builds into this faithfulness, this fullness of God, this assuredness that it is already done. So what if I can walk through this day? This feels like a companion lesson to a lesson that's been very important to me. And it's lesson number 323. I gladly make the sacrifice of fear. And the word sacrifice is in quotes. I gladly make the sacrifice of fear. So if we must believe that we're required to sacrifice, if we can't get past that little hump, if we really think I really do need to give up something here, give up fear, give up anxiety, give up, you know, depression, give up hopelessness, give up, you know, thoughts of sickness and sin and death. If you really must sacrifice something, sacrifice that. And know, though, that you are not required to sacrifice anything, that the mercy and peace of God is already given. And then let us be like God, God-like, because we are. And extend mercy and peace through our forgiveness practice to our mates and our spouses and our family and our friends and the president and the world, you know. And that's how we be like God. We be generous with our mercy, with the peace. And that's how we begin to rise above and see the wholeness that already is. And each of us have had that experience where, oh my God, I had it the whole time. It's like I thought I really wanted this and needed this to feel safe or to secure, to be secure. And then when I lost it, And maybe I gnashed my teeth and you know, went through the valley of the shadow of death, but gosh, I didn't camp out there. And then I come out the other side and I look back and I can see, oh my God, I had peace the whole time. I had mercy the whole time. I had, you know, that safety the whole time. I just didn't realize it at the time. It's all already given. So we walk forth with that. In this experience where we've kind of set it up to show us evidence that would state otherwise. Hey, you know, we're kind of crazy. We had to make it a little challenging, didn't we? You know, mm-hmm. so that we can wake up mm-hmm. and so that we can see it's all already given.
Indeed it is.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing.
Thank you for letting me.
Well. Love you being here with me in this.
I love this stuff. This saves lives.
It does.
This is the most important curriculum. And, you know, for those who might be jumping in at the end of the year, it's circuitous. Everything is in this.
That's right. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I guess Merry Christmas.
It's the gift of truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just in time.
Just in time for the holidays.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Put that under the tree.
There you go. Thank you, Mighty Companion, for joining us. We love you. God bless you. And thank you, my darling wife, for your sharing of wisdom.
Thank you, darling husband. God bless.
God bless. Stay the course. We are committed to staying this course with you. God bless you.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation. For the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send